This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
One of the refrains of this political season, especially from Bernie Sanders and other Democrats, is there is just too much money in politics. Democrats complain that they just can't keep up with the horrific spending of the evil Republican machine. Democratic donor Tom Steyer summed up the left's feelings.
You know, we felt from the beginning that Citizens United was a mistake, that the way that money is used in American campaigns isn't good for democracy. It's just in a situation where we felt as if there's an immense amount of money on the other side, and as long as this is the system which the Supreme Court has put in place, there's got to be somebody on our side.
It should be noted that this isn't the system that the Supreme Court put in place. It is the system America's founding fathers put in place in a little document called the United States Constitution. Political donations are an important part of the First Amendment. Tom Steyer also happens to be, by far, the biggest donor of the last election cycle, more than doubling the donations of fellow liberal Michael Bloomberg, who was in a distant second. In fact, Democrats, for more than a decade, nearly always outraise and outspend Republicans. According to the Federal Election Commission, in fundraising so far this year, counting both national parties, committees, and congressional and senatorial committees, Democrats have the edge. In 2014, Democrats outraised Republicans by some $250 million, more than $10 million in 2012, $336 million in 2010, and they were dead even through all of those platforms in 2008. You have to go all the way back to 2004 to find an election where Republicans outraised Democrats. While there are some big-money Republicans, of the 22 billionaires on OpenSecrets.org, on their list of largest political donors, 60% of them give Democrats and or liberal causes, 13 to 9. But it is the GOP donors, the Koch brothers, who receive the lion's share of attention, despite being number 59 on the same list. Rarely are Tom Steyer or George Soros even mentioned as huge political players. Then, of course, there's Hollywood, as its leading man of donation, Jeffrey Katzenberg, CEO of DreamWorks, of whom President Barack Obama spoke fondly when he spoke at DreamWorks in 2013.
I want to thank all of you for being here, and I want to thank your CEO, Jeffrey Katzenberg, for inviting me. Jeffrey, like Melody, has been a friend and a supporter through thick and thin, and I think his place in the entertainment industry is legendary. I don't need to puff him up too much. He has a healthy sense of self. But he is a great friend and somebody who whose counsel and advice I value. I'm incredibly grateful to be here at this wonderful institution that he helped to build.
Obama should consider Katzenberg a great friend. In May of 2012, Katzenberg co-hosted a fundraiser for President Obama at the home of actor George Clooney. The event raised almost $15 million, which would make it the most profitable presidential fundraiser in history. Katzenberg was reportedly the largest bundler of contributions for President Obama's two presidential campaigns. But were Katzenberg's efforts on Obama's behalf purely altruistic? Well, possibly. But the cynical might look at Katzenberg's desire to build DreamWorks movie studios in China, something that would require the help from the Obama administration, as at least interesting. In fact, the deal was fast-tracked by the White House, according to the Sunlight Foundation. DreamWorks never registered to lobby the federal government. For Obama's top campaign bundler, perhaps there was no need. Oriental DreamWorks is scheduled to open in Shanghai next year in a $2.7 billion complex featuring a movie production studio, a series of theaters, cinemas, shopping areas, galleries, hotels, restaurants, and the world's largest IMAX screen. It's no secret that the biggest donors in Hollywood and the entertainment industry in general are nearly all Democrat and progressive. In the 2016 election cycle, Katzenberg and Steven Spielberg are tied at the top of the largest donors list. They are just over $1 million each so far. And all of that money was given to Hillary Clinton and her super PACs. J.J. Abrams is the next at over $500,000, again to Hillary Clinton. Way behind the top three is Hollywood oddball donor Kelsey Grammer, who gave $5,000 to both Ben Carson and Rand Paul. The list from Business Insider that includes Beyonce, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kanye West, all Clinton donors. Danny DeVito gave both to Martin O'Malley and Bernie Sanders. Tom Hanks and Ben Affleck are Clinton donors, as are a bevy of stars who performed at a fundraising concert for Hillary, as ABC's Good Morning America reported.
From Elton John.
This is a very important year for America, and she's the only hope you have.
To Katy Perry.
This election feels very personal for me.
Julianne Moore and Jamie Foxx.
Hillary, get it!
A report from the Los Angeles Times last year noted that 90% of all Hollywood donations went to Hillary Clinton. As of October, $5.5 million had been raised, $5 million of which went to Hillary. Jeb Bush was surprisingly second, but at just $165,000, followed by Bernie Sanders at $134,000. That has likely changed somewhat in Sanders' favor since then, but the overall theme remains. Hollywood is about the progressive movement. In April, George Clooney hosted a fundraiser for Hillary at $350,000 per couple. Clooney himself deemed the fundraiser ridiculous.
Let me start with dinner you co-hosted on Friday night, a big fundraiser I know that you have planned for later tonight. Do you look at how much is being raised? And I think the co-host of the Friday night dinner, $353,000 a couple to be a co-chair. Do you look at it yourself and think that's an obscene amount of money?
Yes, I think it's an obscene amount of money. I think that, you know, we had some protesters last night when we pulled up in San Francisco, and they're right to protest. They're absolutely right. It is an obscene amount of money. The Sanders campaign, when they talk about it, is absolutely right. It's ridiculous that we should have this kind of money in politics. I agree completely.
A strange admission. Clooney readily accepts the hypocrisy of the left. They continually decry the money in politics. Yet they regularly raise more money for politicians than the Republicans. They continue to decry income inequality, yet they charge $350,000 per couple to attend an elitist event for a multi-million dollar candidate that lives a lavish lifestyle far out of the reach of the constituents they claim to care about. Yet, name an A-list Hollywood actor, and you would also have an A-list progressive political fundraiser. Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, I've always been fascinated by, this world that we live in and how destructive we are to it. And as soon as I, really became an actor, that's been, a parallel passion of mine is trying to bring attention to some incredibly important issues. I think that really so little goes to protecting our planet. When you think of all of philanthropy, only 2% of philanthropy and giving goes towards the biggest life-sustaining force that we have, and that's our planet. And we're systematically polluting it. We're chopping down rainforests, destroying coral reef systems, animals, very unique creatures that have taken hundreds of millions of years to evolve are becoming extinct. And it's pretty horrific what we're doing. So, I've devoted a lot of time away from acting to not only try to bring attention to it, but to bring much-needed funding to a lot of these issues.
And so the conundrum for liberals and progressives continues, believing that it is so wrong to raise so much money in politics, and yet raising so much money in politics. Next time, the biggest money in all of political money raising, the largest political givers on planet Earth.
Glenn Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, this, but you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.